Chapter 139. In his passionate raptures, he at first forgot the fact that he had lately seen the assassin in London. On his remembering it, it suggested hope to Clennam that the recognition might be of later date than the night of the visit at his mother's. But Cavalletto was too exact and clear about time and place to leave any opening for doubt that it had preceded that occasion. "Listen," said Arthur, very seriously. "This man, as we have read here, has wholly disappeared. I am well content." Said Cavalletto, raising his eyes piously. "A thousand thanks to heaven. Accursed assassin."
"Not so," returned Clennam, "for until something more is heard of him, I can never know an hour's peace."
"Enough, benefactor. That is quite another thing. A million of excuses."
"Now, Cavalletto," said Clennam, gently turning him by the arm, so that they looked into each other's eyes. "I am certain that for the little I have been able to do for you, you are the most sincerely grateful of men."
"I swear it." Cried the other.
"I know it. If you could find this man, or discover what has become of him, or gain any later intelligence whatever of him, you would render me a service above any other service I could receive in the world, and would make me, with far greater reason, as grateful to you as you are to me."
"I know not where to look," cried the little man, kissing Arthur's hand in a transport.
"I know not where to begin. I know not where to go. But, courage. Enough. It matters not. I go, in this instant of time."
"Not a word to anyone but me, Cavalletto."
"Altro." Cried Cavalletto, and was gone with great speed.
Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.